This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
You got that right, Allison. Mel's Tire, service not expensive, it is priceless. And it is 720 KVOE. We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, mid-March, 15th day, the third month of 2023. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by RDA President Chuck Scott. A couple of visioning meetings coming up in the very near future. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right here so far. So before we start jumping into the importance of these upcoming meetings for really Emporia City planning down the road, let's talk about when and where these meetings are going to be.
Absolutely. We've got two different sessions. First one is Thursday, March the 23rd at 5:30, and both of these are in the Little Theater at White Auditorium. And they'll run an hour and a half, so 5:30 to 6:30 or 7 Thursday evening. And then we've also got one in the daytime, and that is Friday morning, March the 24th at 9 a.m. And then again, both of those are at the Little Theater at White Auditorium.
All right, Scott. Chuck, what's the purpose of these meetings? Why did this all come about?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's a community engagement process. To help the community put together a plan of action that we want to use going forward, we need to get input from the community. So that's the basis for the public visioning sessions. Everybody is invited to come out, share their vision for what they would like to see for the future of Emporia. And our technical advisors on this project, Atlas Community Studios, will be in town and will be helping to conduct those meetings.
Chuck, what's going to be the format of these meetings that will be coming up next week? And I want to ask that question first because I've got another question that's kind of in mind. But what can folks expect with the meetings coming up next week?
Yeah, absolutely. Atlas will introduce themselves and the project in general, and then it'll be pretty open from there. They're going to guide us through getting input, and I'm sure that they've got a structure. They have not shared that with me. But if it's like other community engagement processes that we've been involved in, I've been involved in, it's really introductions of the team leading the project, introducing the key members that are there, stakeholders that are there, steering committee members that are there, and then giving a basis of boundaries for what they would like that session to involve and how they would like to gather input. And while we've got two public visioning sessions, I can share that there will be a community-wide survey that will be available through a website dedicated just for this project to gather input from those that either were unable to share it at the visioning sessions or were unable to attend.
Yeah, that leads to my next question, which basically is, and you mentioned it in your answer, this is going to be open-ended. Are there, in the general terms here with this Atlas project, are there certain categories that you're really looking at hitting when it comes to the placemaking process here for Emporia? Or is this going to be, you know, whatever information you can get to help create a plan for the betterment of the community?
Yeah, we want to hear everybody's input on what they see as a vision, but we're focusing in on workforce development challenges, connections to cultural, recreational activities, and then understanding, what challenges, what opportunities do people see for us to improve the community as a place to live, work, and play. And that's the directive from the grant that we need to go through. And that's pretty wide open leads to people giving us their input in general on what they see as our challenges, opportunities for the community, and then sharing their vision for what they would like Emporia to be. And you know, the result is we're going to get this action plan. We're going to have the community through this input process and engagement process. I'll prioritize areas that need to be focused on. And then all the stakeholders in the community get an opportunity to help us make sure that we get those things implemented.
NRDA President Chuck Scott joining us on a primetime newsmaker Wednesday morning, 7:25. It is 38 degrees on our way to 65 degrees here today with plenty of wind. Well, Chuck, you mentioned the placemaking action plan. So once you have, you know, acquired the information, it is kind of packaged, putting the plan together, what happens there? Who's involved in that process? And are you looking short-term, mid-term, long-term plans, all of this?
All of the above. I will tell you, as an athlete, action plans to me are like playbooks. They sit in front of you. You've got to study them. You've got to be involved in them on a regular basis, or they really don't have a value for you and as a community. So I think it's highly imperative for us to understand the community is going to give us this direction, and all of us need to be involved and behind the process of taking those that input that's going to come out in this plan and making sure that we implement and execute the plans that the community has asked us to go make progress on.
Interesting question, at least from my perspective here, Chuck, is, I mean, you're definitely deep into the weeds in what you see from, you know, as far as the community's needs at this particular point in time. You can say the same thing for Janine McKenna, Sherry Harrison, Leland Danes, all in the Tressler Business Center. But what if you wind up getting some guidance from the community that's significantly different from what you see as business needs? How did things kind of unfold from that point?
Yeah, I will tell you, I am never one that believes that any of us have that crystal ball that says this is absolutely direction and what we see. I have always welcomed people's input that maybe makes me think, rethink, and challenge ideas that I have about where we need to go, and I think others have that same thing. We need to be open to that input. There are people out there that have got ideas that maybe none of us have ever considered. We got to hear that and then go back and reevaluate all that information and how do we incorporate that. Maybe there's something out there that's unique and different, you know, much like startup businesses. You know, someone comes up with an idea that no one ever thought of and it goes on to be a wonderful thing. We need to be open to that same idea here. People have got those ideas. They've got, you know, background. They've got history. They can help provide us that backbone of this is where this idea is coming from. How do we nurture that? How do we polish it? How do we improve it? How do we make changes? And then that improves the overall plan. But we need to be open and incorporate all of this information into direction. I'm also one that, you know, most maps and travel is not necessarily A to B. There's a little bit of a winding road through the process. Things in the world change, things in the economy change, so you've got to be adaptable, and you've got to be willing to pivot and make changes as the. And that openness, being willing to accept new ideas, I think is imperative to making sure that this is successful.
RDA President Chuck Scott with us on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE. It is 7:28. Well, Chuck, it seems to many that, you know, we talk to when we're out in the community and talking with folks all the time here, that things are going fairly well. I think we have heard that from the majority of people that we talk to. So are we at a good point right now, kind of a starting point for this vision process that you're heading into?
Absolutely. I think we're at a good point. And thank you to all of those people that are continuing to give us that encouragement that things are in a good position, that we do have opportunities. I think that's part of what people are hearing and seeing and feeling, and this is part of that. We've got an opportunity to look at the future. We're in a position to do something with it. Fortunately, we've got a good group of technical advisors to help us in that process and make sure that we stay focused on the objective at the end of the day. And that's making sure that we improve the community as a whole going forward. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm encouraged to continue that process, as I know others are, the Tressler Business Center and others around the community. All of those key stakeholders all want to make sure that we're doing the right thing and the best thing that we can for the community. And that's why getting the community input is so important to us. But I'm online with those other people. So I think we're in a good position, and we're at a point where we can capitalize and move forward on some opportunities.
So monetization of what we already have, obviously important. So how are things on the economic development front? Is the picture bright, Chuck?
You know, I think the picture is still bright. We've got a number of opportunities still in our pipeline. Interest rates and instability certainly impact the speed at which things move in that pipeline. And while we've seen some slowdown, we see some encouragement on supply chain issues of weakened, gotten better. Let me put it that way, not necessarily weak, but supply chain issues are starting to improve. And improved significantly in some areas. But when you've got interest rate hikes, that has an impact on capital access, and that does have an impact on projects. And so while I would say that it's slowed down, we continue to add projects in that pipeline at the same rate we have for the last year of 2 to 3 projects a week. That tells me that we're still in a great position. That pipeline continues to be shoved full of projects. All we've got to do is figure out how to open up that spigot a little bit wider and get some of them out.
Sounds good. All right, Chuck, remind folks what the schedule is for next week's meetings.
Absolutely. Public visioning sessions at the Little Theater at White Auditorium Thursday, March the 23rd at 5:30, and then Friday, March the 24th in the morning at 9 a.m.
All right, so pre-registration required. How does that work, Chuck?
Yeah, go to the website. It's RPA, so that stands for Rural Placemaking, I believe it's Advisory or Action, 2023.com/Emporia. So go there and pre-register. That's to help us understand and know how many people are coming and who actually is in attendance. We want to document all of those involved in the process.
Chuck, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Day.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That is RDA President Chuck Scott joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, 7:20 every weekday morning, let us know, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com.